It is December the 16th. Welcome to Friday, everybody. This is GQDN, brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by Audible and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation deals. Well, maybe not a new Steam Deck, and something going on with Switch Online. But today, we have some reaction from Asmund Gold from yesterday's news about Chris Metzen returning to Blizzard. This comes to us from sportsskeeda.com. And here is one of the things that Asmund Gold had said. Quote, I would say that this is good. Yeah, I mean, Chris Metzen was one of the main guys that originally, like, did WoW. You know, like, he was Thrall back in the day. He was one of the main world builders for the game. Yeah, we need him on all craft. True. And now he's coming back as a creator. Holy F, man. And his chat also went nuts, mainly saying that WoW is saved. But we shall see what happens due to his role going from World of Warcraft up to more within Blizzard. But one comes in, five leaves. This is brought to us by Eurogamer.net, and five Citrion veterans have left the game after Need for Speed Unbound launch. And it starts nearly at the top, starting with the Vice President and General Manager, Matt Webster, and a 17-year Citroen veteran, Alan McDermott. Also Senior Technical Director, Andrew Shears, the Head of Content, Steve Uphill, and the Executive Producer, Pete Lake. And they are looking for new opportunities outside of EA. So, who will take their places? That's going to be very, very difficult. But we'll see what happens. Now, we go to Destructoid.com, and they're saying that Guerrilla is working on a multiplayer Horizon project. Well, this has been in the rumor mill for quite some time. But according to some job listings, this could actually happen. Some of the job listings are within animation, art, including an art director, design, programming, and writing. So we shall see what happens indeed. So maybe they'll make the game, or maybe they won't. We'll see. Now we go to maybe they'll make the game or not. Two games that have already been made. Nintendo Switch is going to add Golden Axe 2 and Alien Storm to the Sega Genesis library. So, well, that too is very interesting. Back in the 1990s, that's where the games come from. It does look very, very interesting indeed. But we go from some games that are old to some games that are new. And that would include, from DualShockers.com, one of the games that I have, Marvel's Midnight Suns. Because apparently there's been some freezing performance, along with some other performance issues. And yes, the Marvel Suns, the makers of it, do understand that the problems are going on. But right now there is no telling as to if and when, even 4 hours ago, these problems have been fixed. So we'll see what happens. I'll be playing the game this weekend a little bit. Obviously, Sunday on the stackup.org Twitch, and maybe on mine. We'll see what happens. By the way, you want some free games? Dual Shockers has this article as well. The Epic Store will have a giveaway until the end of 2022. So starting yesterday, the giveaway has started. So the games that are in this, it Balloons TD6, FIFA 23, Saints Row, Marvel Spider-Man Remastered, Madden 23, Goat Simulator 3, Gotham Knights. Those are the ones that you could see as free. Maybe Assassin's Creed Valhalla and Watch Dogs Legion next year. So we'll see. We'll see what happens when the games are new. But we're talking about Steam. Well, let's get into a little bit about Steam Deck, because yesterday we did say that look, they're going to do some upgrades to the Steam Deck for like the battery and everything else. It seemed pretty loose. But DualShock is saying that, I'm sorry, Eurogamer is saying that, my bad, don't expect a new Steam Deck for a while. Well, first off, Steam Deck is still fairly new, but don't expect a new model. In fact, here's a quote that the Steam Deck designer, Paraloop Griffiths, did say. Right now, the fact that all Steam Decks can play the same games that we have one target for users understand what kind of performance level to expect when you're playing and developers to understand what to target. There's a lot of value having that one spec. I think we'll opt to keep one performance level for a little bit longer and only look at changing the performance level when a significant gain to be had. Now I'll get to another game that I got. Thanks to GameSpot.com, Marvel Snap, well, the new battle mode versus friends is still on the way, but it might not come into fruition until February or maybe March. So will that happen? Well, that we shall see, but it is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens when that does happen. But hey, Marvel Snap's on the up and up. They did win the mobile game of the year, so they did get an award. It's well done. Now we go to some deals of PlayStation 5, and this comes to us from GameSpot.com. Look, Spider-Man Miles Morales is for $25 right now, Far Cry 6 for $17, Dying Light for $30, Elden Ring for $45, Death Stranding for $10, Dying Light 2, $30, FIFA 23, $30, Ghost of Tsushima, Director's Cut, $30, and Gotham Knights at $50. Guardians of the Galaxy, $20, Horizon Forbidden West, $40, Last of Us at $50, Last of Us Part 2 at $10, Madden 23, of course, and No More Heroes 3. All of these are on sale. So very, very good. Very, very good indeed. Oh, by the way, the Razer Korea Pro Wireless headset at $150. So that's $50 off. PlayStation Classic Mini Console, $55. Very good stuff. Also, we are also very, very good stuff as well. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge for the weekly show. Last live show for the year. And by the way, I'm taking a couple weeks off from the show just to enjoy the time off. So no GQDN next week and the week after. Holidays are holidays. We'll be back in the new year for live shows and GQDN. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow on twitch.tv/DawnForge. So until then, go play some games, people. Oh, by the way, twitch.tv/stackup.org. All day tomorrow, we'll be raising money for the foundation. Yeah, we're going to be, I don't know what we're playing, but we're going to be playing some games, people. We'll see you there.